Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Ilui Nishmas, Sora Malka Basar Bitzchak. Today, we find ourselves in Masech Danida. We are in the sixth parak, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Bo Simon HaTachton Ad Shelo Bo HaElyon. And having finished our discussion of female signs of physical maturity, the Mishnah begins and says, if the lower Simon, the two hairs, appear before the upper Simon, the expansion of the mammary glands, she's able to be considered a full-fledged adult, and she can have chalitz or yibum. But if the upper situation happens before the lower situation, so technically speaking, this is physically impossible. But should it have been possible, says the Gemara, and Rameir believed it was possible. So Rameir says, lo choletzes lo misyabemes. She doesn't have chalitza, she does not have yibam under those circumstances. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim disagree. They say, o choletzes, o misyabemes. She can have chalitza or yibam. V'sh'amru efshalatachton lavo atshalo ba'elyon. The lower simanim can come before the upper simanim. Aval efshalelyon lavo atshalo ba'atachton. It's an impossibility to have the upper simon come before the lower simanim appears. So if we find a woman who has upper simanim, the expansion of the mammary glands, we know for sure that there were two hairs there. Now, once we already described one thing that's impossible without the other, our Mishnayos for the next little bit are going to point out these types of similar cases that affect other matters. Kayotsebo, similarly, we find instances where one characteristic can be present without the second one, while the second can't be present without the first. Kokli cherishu machnes motzi. We have a different size. Anytime you have a situation where you have a kli cheris, an earthenware vessel that allows liquid in, so by definition that hole is big enough to let the liquid out. Yeshe motzi v'ino machnes. But there are certain types of holes that are so small that they won't allow liquid in from the outside, but they will allow liquid that's on the inside to be let out. So therefore, if the liquid can come in, then certainly it can come out in that situation. One practical application is can it be used to hold mechatas? Can it be used to hold paraduma water? Right? If the hole is large enough to allow liquid in, it's not considered a kli. And so you can't use it for Mayim Chaim. The Mishnah adds, Kol Eivah Sheish Bo Tzipor Miyesh Bo Etzem. Whenever you find a limb that has a fingernail, by definition, it has a bone. Here the Mishnah is discussing a situation where I have a sixth finger on a hand. So if there's an extra finger, then we can be certain that there's an extra bone. But that's not true. V'yesh Sheish Bo Etzem Eim Bo Tziporin. It's not necessarily true that if you find a bone, that there is a fingernail as well. And so the question becomes, what happens if there's an extra finger? And will it convey a sense of Tumas Mace in that situation? If there's an extra finger, which has less than the Kazayas of Basar, if it's considered a limb, so then it'll be able to be Metame. If it's not considered a limb, it's not going to be metame. If it must have a bone in order for it to have tumas oel. And so in such a situation, it also needs to have a tziporin as well. And so if it only has one and not the other, it will not go ahead and bring the tumah in that situation. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.